Why are we here? Is there any more important question than why are we here? You know, we started our Ephesians series back in February and we began asking this question, why? Why are we here? One scientist gives an answer that many people resonate with today. He says, we're here because one odd group of fishes had a particular kind of fins that could transform into legs. In other words, we're just here by chance. So there's really no purpose or design for us. But Ephesians paints quite a different picture. We are here by design. And as we finish our series in Ephesians, I think we could answer the why are we here question with just one word, and that word is love. In love, God predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ. You were dead in your trespasses and sins, but God, because of the great love with which He loved us, made us alive together with Christ. Christ loved the church and gave Himself up for her. Now, God's great love is at work in the world, and it's creating something spectacular, and that something is called the church. The church is God's new community, and it's a community created by love. So the Holy Spirit is empowering people like us to walk in love in this new community. Think about what happens in the church. God's love brings people together in the church who should never be together. People who'd have nothing in common, people who'd have nothing to do with one another, they come together in the same church because of God's love. God's love is so powerfully at work in this new community that we begin to think like God and to imitate God in the everyday places of our lives, in our words, in our relationships, at work, in our families and homes, in all that we say and do. And God's love not only works upon us as we grow in this new community, God's love sends us out from this new community as ambassadors, going into our city, inviting anyone with ears to hear to come and be transformed by God's great love. So why are we here? Love. Christ loves His church. So now we walk in love, we grow in love, and we go in love. Grace be with all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with love incorruptible.